Dynamic runners aren't always drafted high.
Hand off to Rudy right side. Touchdown.
Rudy Johnson was selected in the fourth round. Wilbert Montgomery went in the sixth. And 364 players were drafted before Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Touchdown, Atlanta!
But none of them captivated the country like a two-sport star from Auburn.
The number six draft steal of all time, Bo Jackson.
Al was a guy that was intrigued by great physical specimens, and there was no better physical specimen than Bo Jackson.
It's a foot race. Will anybody catch him? Holy Toledo!
He was 6 feet one. He was 230 pounds. Chiseled marble. Incredible speed. Breathtaking speed. There were clockings of him running the 40-yard dash in 4.12 seconds. You're talking about a once-in-a-generation player.
In 1986, Bo was the undisputed number one player entering the NFL draft. The Heisman Trophy winner out of Auburn was the most dominant college player since Herschel Walker.
If it's all about the measurables, Bo Jackson was off the charts on everything. Every scout ran back to his coach and said, you got to have this guy.
That's the shortest report I ever wrote as a scout with Bo Jackson. I gave him the highest grade you could give a player.
The Buccaneers had the first pick in the draft and flew Bo down to Tampa for a physical.
He was assured that there was no NCAA violation involved in this because he had spring baseball to think about at Auburn. He returned to school only to be told that was a violation. You can't play your final year of baseball, which broke his heart. And there are some people that think that he held that against the Buccaneers.
Buccaneers select first choice on the first round. Running back from Auburn, Bo Jackson.
One of the problems that was typical of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was the inability of the Bucs to pay the Bucs.
Hugh Culverhouse was the owner back then, and he realized he could make money at this without even really trying to win. Players at that point didn't want to come anywhere near Tampa Bay because it was a graveyard on draft day.
And naturally, Bo Jackson, realizing that he is one of the great athletes of his era, had options.
There was a real desire on his part that, you know, I want to play baseball.
When a guy has that option, okay, and you're not a very good football team, you have to overpay to get him. Otherwise, he's not going to sign.
Bo told the Bucs to walk the plank and became a royal nightmare by playing baseball in Kansas City.
Left center field, Bo Jackson makes a great catch.
Since Bo was unsigned, any team could redraft him. 2 years earlier, the Raiders had been beaten to the punch drafting Herschel Walker out of the USFL. Al Davis wasn't about to make the same mistake twice.
We were anticipating drafting Herschel Walker, but we weren't sure what the value really was of a guy like that.
Herschel breaks away. Touchdown!
A few of us left the room thinking we were drafting Herschel Walker, and when we came back, we had drafted somebody else.
We drafted a guy named Jamie Kimmel. He was a long snapper linebacker from Syracuse, and I could always remember looking at Jamie Kimmel and always thinking, you know, we should have drafted that Herschel Walker guy.
From that point on, I think Al kicked himself for not doing that.
When the Bo Jackson thing came up 2 years later, we knew right then we'd like to have him.
Davis redrafted Bo in the seventh round of the 1987 draft and offered our number six steal full-time money to wear silver and black as an off-season hobby.
It was kind of classic Al Davis in that he thought it was a throwaway pick. He was going to roll the dice.
So you had an executive that was willing to take chances, and he took a chance on an athlete that was not afraid to be unconventional.
The problem in our society is there are a lot of people who don't want him to do it. Let him do it. Let's get behind him. It would be great for America.
Turns it up to the 10, 15, up the left side to 20. He's at the 30. Maybe nobody will get him. 50, 40. He's got a blocker. He's going to the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Raiders!
You talk about athletes that transcend sport. He transcended all sport.
Bo knows football.
The marketing campaign that they came up with, that Mikey came up with, was brilliant.
Bo knows basketball, too.
Bo knows tennis?
Bo couldn't have been Bo had he been a Tampa Bay Buck.
In the end, the Raiders got four seasons and a superstar. Tampa Bay got absolutely nothing.
And a quick pitch to Jackson, getting an Allen block, cuts under it, bangs through Bosworth, touchdown Raiders!
He played 8 to 9 games a year, was never really in shape for football. Bo Jackson, had he played football, would have set standards that even today wouldn't be topped.